Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brock Purdy now aggressively practicing for the San Francisco 49ers. And if he gets through today and tomorrow, he will be back in the starting role. We'll tell you what it means. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Don't worry, Pearl. We will get to your team and A.J. Brown standing in front of his locker for 8 minutes to talk about how upset he is with the offense. There's some allegations that the Philadelphia Eagles may have gone rogue at the end of the game. But let's start with the 49ers just for a moment, because I think I have a theory for why the 49ers are aggressively trying to work Brock Purdy back into the starting lineup. Okay.
What do you got?
So here's the deal. Mac Jones has actually played quite well, considering all of the injuries on both offense and defense for the 49ers. Mac Jones has done well. He's like sixth of the NFL in passing yards. They're airing the ball out. You know, he has been able to be effective even though he's not even at 100%. And San Francisco, if they were playing in any other division, would probably be leading the division. But Seattle and the Rams are, you know, maybe two of the best teams in the NFL right now.
Agree.
Anyway, so the 49ers are more than holding their own. They have Arizona and Carolina coming up, then three AFC teams, and then finish the season with Chicago and Seattle. I think the reason why Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, maybe trying to aggressively ramp up Brock Purdy right now is because they have to realize that these NFC matchups are just so much more important than the AFC matchups, because the 49ers are going to be playing, you know, they are likely a playoff team. Things would have to go really wrong, including losses at the end of the year to Chicago and the Seattle Seahawks. Those are the last two games of the season. So my theory here is that they don't want to rush Brock back. They did that before the Jacksonville game and paid the price. My theory is they want to bring him back for these two NFC teams at Arizona this week. And as I mentioned, Carolina coming to town. And you never know with the Panthers. They pay up to the competition. Yeah. They play down to the competition. They're now like a little bit live, like a little bit of a dicey. That's a dicier game than maybe it looked like before the season started. Not a guaranteed W. Just ask the Packers. And I think they want Brock back for these next two NFC games. And then if he has to take a break and Mac Jones has to come back in to play Cleveland, Tennessee, and Indianapolis, they're okay with that, and then get Purdy healthier for those last two games of the season. Does that make sense to you?
Not exactly. I don't understand why is Arizona and Carolina, explain again, why is that more important or less important?
Because it's going to be about playoff seeding.
But I mean, Arizona's not going to really be in there, and Carolina might be in there. Playoff seeding, like a tiebreaker kind
exactly.
of thing?
Exactly. Okay. So, like, these things are important.
Who gives you a better chance of winning, though? I don't understand. Like, you describe ramping up Purdy with turf toe. What's the difference between Purdy and Jones? That's what I don't really understand. I think a lot of people don't understand. I think it's very clear that Brock Purdy has this enormous contract, so they have to play him. I don't even know if there's no strategic reason. It seems more like a team-wide contractual situation.
Well, I'd be curious to hear from the 49er fans. Yeah. We're on in San Francisco this morning, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And there are 49er supporters all over the country, but specifically in Northern California. I think there actually is a feeling internally that even though Mac Jones has done a really good job in filling in for Brock Purdy, yeah, that Purdy runs the Shanahan offense in a better way, a more efficient way. And the fact that Purdy is limited, obviously, with turf toe, but Purdy at least has an ability to run. Mac Jones, you really don't have that. He's not a runner. Brock Purdy actually can be to get himself out of trouble. Plus, you have Ricky Pearsall trending in a good direction. He's also been out for the majority of the season, and maybe they want to get some chemistry with Purdy and Pearsall, because that's the formula, really, if you're trying to not just make the playoffs, actually make some noise and salvage this season, which when Nick Bosa and Fred Warner went down, kind of felt like, and Brock Purdy, kind of felt like, oh boy, this could be a disaster. It's not been a disaster.
Okay, but ask yourself this. If those two quarterbacks were getting paid the exact same amount of money, say they just came up together, would you sit Mac Jones for Brock Purdy right now? I don't think so. I mean, I think Mac Jones is playing, I mean, obviously he's playing better than Purdy has this year. Purdy has been limited, as you mentioned, like way better. So his stats are through the roof. I think Mac Jones is probably right now, since he's got some rhythm going, he's been playing, probably gives you a better chance to win right now than Brock Purdy. Because I don't know who Brock Purdy is going to be. Now, these easy games are going to be deceiving. Arizona's beat up as well.
Yeah, but is that ever easy? I know they got smoked last week by the Seahawks.
I wonder if Arizona's starting to lose the script a little bit because of injuries.
Yeah.
They're sort of starting to be worn down. Carolina is not a good team. They're a very bad team. And Cleveland, you don't have to score more than 15 points to beat. So I think that it's the two quarterbacks to me are Spider-Man meme. You know, the meme that's on the internet where two Spider-Mans are looking at each other and saying, you're saying, I feel like Jones and Purdy are about the exact same. The problem, obviously, with this team is the defense. We saw it last week. I don't care who is quarterback. The Rams scored so easily in the first quarter with no Warner, no Bosa. So I don't think there's any major difference there. I don't believe what you just said, or I don't agree that they think Purdy gives them a better chance of winning. I think it's because of the contract.
Really? I'd love to know, again, 49ers fans, 888-710-4ISN. So there's something that the website The Athletic does. I'm sure other websites do it also, but I like using theirs. It's called a playoff simulator. Have you ever played around with one of these things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love the playoff simulator. Can I just like paint a picture for you and for the 49er fans about what's coming up in the next couple weeks, okay? So right now, the 49ers have like somewhere around like between a 75-80% chance of making the playoffs. Okay,
right.
As a wild card. If somehow you lose to the Cardinals, which is not inconceivable, that's on the road, division game. If you lose at home to the Panthers, which again, the Packers never thought they were losing to the Panthers. The Dallas Cowboys didn't think they were losing to the Panthers. So let's say you lose two in a row. Then let's say you beat the next three AFC teams, Browns, Titans, Colts. But you lose to the Bears. Your percentage chance for the 49ers to make the playoffs, if you lose those three games, goes down to 14%. That's alarming. This is how it feels like the 49ers have really held the fort here, and like they're doing this great thing. And I'll agree with you, Robert Saleh, up until last week, was making chicken salad out of this defense with all these injuries. But you lose those three NFC games, you are toast. And it's a reality for the 49ers, who still think, all right, we can ride this easy schedule and still make the playoffs and maybe still salvage the season. But I think this is the Purdy thing. I think you do want him back for the Cardinals and the Panthers. If he does have to sit for those AFC teams, who cares? And then even get him back for the Browns. And then final game of the season against the Seahawks, who knows? The Seahawks may not be playing for anything. They may rest everybody. You might get an easy W there. So it's, to me, a very interesting strategy, and I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are very aware of this. And I'm not saying they're pushing Purdy back like too soon. They did that before, again, against Jacksonville, and they lost. But I think that they want their number one guy. Even if you think Mac Jones and Brock Purdy are same, they think Purdy is number one, and I think it's more than just the money.
I think it's the money. I really think that contract is looming on them. I mean, they're human. They spent $53 million. They can't turn around and go to Mac Jones. I know they did it with Trey Lance. They're like, we took this dude number three, and they kept trying to get him in the lineup.
Yeah, then they traded him away. Like, they were not loyal to him.
No, I know.
Even though they invested a lot, air quotes, just not money, but draft capital.
I just think a 70% Brock Purdy is not going to be better than Mac Jones. And besides, as we pointed out, like, the defense is a much bigger issue anyway. I think Mac Jones or Brock Purdy can win at the same level.
Can I bring something up then?
Yeah.
Do you realize what you're alleging, though?
What am I alleging?
Okay, so if you're alleging that they need to put Brock Purdy back on the field, and it, the number one reason is because of the money, yeah, and his contract starts with the number three, and it's not, you know, $300 million, whatever he got,
yeah,
then you're basically saying that the 49ers are putting that in front of winning.
No, I think Mac Jones and Brock Purdy are about the same.
Even a limited Brock Purdy. I would actually
lean Mac Jones, but you're right. Kyle Shanahan probably knows better than me. I think they're just about exactly the same. And I think the money is the key decision. The commitment to Brock Purdy. They can't turn around on that. I mean, obviously Mac Jones has played like an NFL starter. What's the flaw here? I know the Houston game was not good, but they never had the ball in the Houston game. For some reason, Houston was able to go on these 15-play drives, which the Rams did too. So I'm very curious. If Brock Purdy comes out and he can't really run because of the turf toe and he looks limited or kind of out of rhythm because he's been sitting, then I think some people are actually going to regret this decision. I think that you might turn and say, oh, maybe they should have kept Mac Jones in there. I would not be shocked if we're saying that in 3 weeks.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Then you are saying that they are putting someone's contract above what the team actually needs. Because here's the other part about the turf toe. They said this when Purdy first heard it and then came back and re-aggravated it. It's not going to clear up this year. Like, it's not going to get healed. It's whether he can play through it or not. So he's never going to be 100%.
Well, yeah, I honestly think that they're kind of trying to save face with that deal. Like, and by the way, it's a reality. If you put yourself in a coach and a GM's shoes, if you spend $53 million on your quarterback, you can't leave him on the bench and get the guy who's on the minimum deal starting over him when your starter's healthy. That's just not something you can do. I mean, could you?
Well, why this week then? See, that's why I'm saying I think that the 49ers feel like they need Purdy back to see what
they said probably an easier week for him.
See, I don't think the Cardinals are necessarily easy. Yes, Jacoby Brissett may turn back into a pumpkin. Obviously, the book is out on him. You pressure him. He's either going to go down or he's just going to throw the ball really fast. He can't do much else. But Cardinals, division games, always tricky. And again, I don't think the Panthers are the given. I know they just lost to the Saints at home. It's awful. But they did just beat the Packers. They have beaten the Cowboys. Like, they have risen to the occasion. You have no idea what you're getting when the Panthers get off the plane.
Well, I mean, listen, the Cardinals have lost 6 of 7. They gave up 30 points in about 15 seconds last week to Seattle. Like, they're not exactly on a hot streak. I know they beat the Cowboys.
But before that, they lose every game by 2 points.
Yeah, I feel like the Niners are looking at this as sort of, I mean, it's definitely an easier matchup. You're not going to get many easier matchups than the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, the 3 in a row. I mean, you're not playing the Jets, you're not playing the Titans, but short of that, this is as easy as it gets.
No, they literally are playing the Titans, but
this is a great time to bring back Purdy.
But to me, it's about the NFC teams, and that's why I went to the playoff simulator, and if somehow the 49ers, again, lose to the Cardinals and Panthers, and if they do lose to the Bears in week 17, their chance to make the playoffs goes down to 14%. You're stuck this year, unfortunately, not just with the injuries if you're the 49ers, but also the fact that the Seahawks are probably way better than you thought, and the Rams look like the best team in the NFC. I mean, they lost to your Philadelphia Eagles, Pearl, let's not forget, all those weeks ago on a blocked field goal return for a touchdown.
Special teams.
I mean, that was not like a runaway win. The Rams look amazing. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
You're in a tough spot if you're the 49ers. You've got to win these games.
Rams not that long ago.
Yeah, so. In overtime.
Right. So that was like a punch out
at the goal line. That wasn't.
I mean, bigger picture, I do not see this Niners as a, once again, Kyle Shanahan magic getting them to the Super Bowl team because of the defense anyway. That's another problem. I mean, you'll admit, whatever you're looking at the quarterback situation, there was some big problems against the Rams last week. It felt like the Rams could have scored 100 points on them. And the Cardinals are not going to do that. But then again, the Cardinals kind of got hot against the Cowboys. So we'll see. I'm much more worried about the defense. I look at it as a total wash between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones because Kyle Shanahan's calling the plays, and he knows that. And they know they could get him Purdy and do the same thing. So if they could do the same thing with him, why not do it at that $50 million contract? Why not get some value out of that? I don't think that I understand what you're saying, and it does make sense logistically about the AFC versus NFC, but I don't think they view it as Purdy gives us that much of a better chance. I think it's really same, but we have to play the guy that we paid all that money to. I really, and I know you're sort of disregarding that and saying it's all about W's, But come on, these are humans. You know how guys work. You know how front offices are.
You have Purdy for years. You're going to be paying him $50 million for years. Well, you're not moving off that contract.
I would Google, when can they get out of Brock Purdy? Because it is Kyle Shanahan. He is a serial quarterback lever.
Yeah, he's what do they call that? Like serial monogamy?
Yeah, yeah. He wants to get, he's already, the second he Not signed that contract, he's like, how do I get away from Brock Purdy? He is totally fickle.
How do I get away from him? 888-710-4ISN. Brock Purdy may have saved Kyle Shanahan behind. If they didn't have Brock Purdy and this was all just the Trey Lance disaster, that would have been...
Trey Lance probably would have won, gone 12-5 3 years in a row. This is Kyle Shanahan.
Why did they keep him then? If they had all this commitment, like that's
Brock
what you're
Purdy.
Saying.
I'm just saying, like, by the way, Trey Lance did win when he was in there, ironically. I just think that Shanahan can do it with anyone. He knows it. We all know it. Come on. System quarterback, baby. Just admit it.
888-710-4ISN. All right. 49ers fans, do you see any difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? And then also, are the 49ers just doing this because Purdy is making $50 million and Mac Jones is making $5 million out of 10? Hey, I don't know exactly.
Yeah, what is Mac Jones' contract?
I think he signed a two-year deal, but
ten,
I don't...
2 years, $10 million sounds somewhat familiar?
Sure. That was a buy-low situation. Can't hurt it. Can't hate it.
What is it? The three, almost $4 million.
Listen, that will get you a nice studio apartment in San Francisco. Probably no washer dryer in that unit. But, you know, maybe a parking spot.
Well, you know, Mac is an elite tennis player, so he's got to be near the club.
Well, that will probably only cost you about $200 an hour for a tennis court in San Francisco. Sure. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, coming up, we got more details on the firing of Nico Harrison. Pearl, it turns out there was one person behind the scenes who's been pushing for this for weeks, and it was not that college kid who sat in the front row with the Lakers jersey on. No. Someone a little more influential than that kid, although maybe not. We also have this big story coming out of Philadelphia that we'll get to. Some major allegations that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown went rogue at the end of the game, and their head coach Nick Sirianni just had to wear a bad decision. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Interesting debate in the first segment. Are the Niners bringing back Brock Purdy, who is recovering from turf toe, because they think that he gives them a better chance to win and make this final playoff push? Or is it because he has this massive contract, they can't just bench him for Mac Jones, who is on a backup contract? They got to go to their starter. They're paying him over $50 million a year. He's the future. Even though Mac Jones is the quote-unquote hot hand, time to turn back to Purdy. I think that it's more about the money. Maggie, you think they have big time, strategic reasons?
I do. I think they're strategic here for the 49ers. They're not, obviously, you know, the NFC West has two teams in it that could be two of the best teams in football, the Rams and the Seahawks. And now the 49ers are going to be fighting for a wild card spot. Their next two games, at Cardinals, home for Panthers. If somehow they lose those next two games, and if they happen to lose week 17 at the Bears, their playoff projection goes down to 14% chance to make the playoffs. That is just, it can't be. So to me, I think they look at these next two games and say, wow, these are really important. And let's say Brock Purdy has a regression after the turf toe or after these two games. Well, Mac Jones can play the next three games all against AFC teams. Not really going to meaningfully change your wild card situation. Then we bring Brock Purdy back for the Bears. I do think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are thinking strategically about this, not just the contract.
I don't know. Every game in the NFL is sort of a big deal. I think that I would hope that it's not even that. If that's the strategy, that doesn't make sense either. Like, I would hope that every game is treated equally.
Well, Browns and Titans, Pearl. Like, I think
like they're rushing. Why would they rush Brock Purdy back? Like,
I think they think he's better than Mac. Mac is good, but I think they believe that Purdy runs Kyle's system as good as anyone has ever run it.
Maybe. But I mean, if he's a little bit, rushing back implies that he's not 100%. So,
he's never going to be 100% on the turf toe. They're saying he's going to deal with it all year.
Right. It seems crazy to me that an 80% Brock Purdy is better than 100% Mac Jones, who's not 100% either. But I don't know. If it's quote unquote rushing back, then there's no reason to.
Let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. John's in Silicon Valley. What's up, John?
Well, I'm a 49er fan. And first of all, the 49ers have both Shanahan and Lynch have said they won't rush him back and risk serious re-injury until he can survive aggressive practices, because they know they got a multi-year commitment to him. But deep down, they think he's better. He's more mobile. He sees the field better, and he's more accurate. And they believe he is truly at least a top 10 quarterback. And so, this is Mac Jones' Sam Darnold year under Shanahan, his audition to try to get a job somewhere else. But their commitment is to Purdy. And the problem they fear with the Cardinals is that they can't put pressure on Kobe Bissett. And if they can't pressure him, he's been capable of scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
So they're afraid they're going to have to get into a boat race with the Cardinals to keep ahead of him.
John, it's a fair point. Although, it's going to be interesting, and appreciate the call and thank you for checking in. You know, the Arizona defense is not a bad defense at all. Also, right?
Like, well, last week it was, so it's hard to tell.
Well, but maybe the Seahawks are just one of the best teams in football.
Yeah, but I mean, or the Cardinals have given up on the season.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They have
given up long ago. I thought it's better without Kyler Murray around.
I think that the losses are wearing on them. I mean, they've lost 6 of 7. It's pretty bad. I know it's been close. I think that team, you don't know what you're going to get every week. But by the way, one thing he said, I don't know that Brock Purdy might be more mobile. I'll give you that. But he's not. I don't know that he's more accurate than Mac Jones. That one feels a little bit of a stretch. I mean, Mac Jones has been he's very accurate. Mac Jones might not be a lot of things, but he's at 70% on the season. And last week he was 33 or 39. Like, Mac Jones is definitely accurate. I don't know what exactly is Brock Purdy better. He's better because he's more mobile, but is he going to be more mobile with the turf though? That's my question.
888-710-4ISN. All right, you can continue to weigh in on the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones situation and what it means for the 49ers. Now, can we clean up some stuff about the big story from yesterday, which was the Dallas Mavericks firing Nico Harrison, Pearl? Felt like a long time coming, like 9 months.
Yeah.
Like the day after he traded Luka Doncic, we were kind of just waiting for this dude to get the axe.
Can they still chant "Fire Nico"? This is a fun chant.
Yeah. Well, Manny, can you look up what were they chanting anything last night? I know Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Mavs, had said to the media before the game, trying to get a message out to the fans, that the "Fire Nico" chants were hurting their ability to get like free agents to come to Dallas. I don't know, Jason Kidd. Everyone's trying to wrap themselves in pretzels here.
I'm a huge fan of when you do an inappropriate chant. Like if you're at a baseball game and in Philadelphia they start chanting Cowboys suck. I love that. I love chants that are just off message. I'd go "Fire Nico" through the end of the year. Especially if Jason Kidd tells people not to do it. Then I'm actually going to the front row and doing it in his ear because that's such a jerky thing to say. Dude, you traded Luka Doncic.
That's why the fans are mad. Not because I don't know if you have to worry about free agents not coming to the Mavericks. I don't know.
But yeah, you know why they're not coming? Because you're a bunch of idiots. That's why they're not coming.
Although the money's green and usually players go where the money is green.
True.
But that's funny. Okay, so we got a little more detail here from The Athletic about what it's been like for the last couple weeks before the Nico Harrison firing. And apparently, Mark Cuban has been a lot more involved than maybe we thought. Now, let's not forget, Cuban still owns 27%, I guess, of the Mavs. So, you know, that's not an insignificant stake. He's not the governor anymore. He doesn't make the actual decisions. But according to this Athletic article, Pearl, for weeks, Cuban had been lobbying Patrick Dumont, the new owner, the son-in-law of the casino magnate Adelson family, who's running the team, had been lobbying him for weeks that the team was going in the wrong direction, okay? So that Cuban now is a player in what is going to be, I don't know, a power struggle, or maybe they'll figure it out with less of a struggle, but Jason Kidd is kind of in one side. Mark Cuban is in another, and then you have the owner. Goodness knows what this dude wants to do, because clearly he's not a basketball savant. So you're kind of setting up, you know, and then there's also like a Rich Paul component here with Clutch Sports and how influential they are. They're Anthony Davis's agent. But definitely a Mark Cuban back in the building, back trying to lobby and make decisions. And apparently we'll be able to tell who has won this power struggle by who the Mavs do name as their next GM.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So some people are Cuban people and some people are Jason Kidd people? Or?
Yep. So it turns out this guy, Dennis Lindsay, these are not household names, so I'm not going to waste your time with it, but we'll be able to tell who has won the power struggle by who gets the job. Some people clearly Mark Cuban people, other people Jason Kidd people.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I would do. I would trade Anthony Davis as fast as humanly possible. I know he's older and expensive and there's other teams don't want him, but for some reason you wanted him. And I would try to trade Kyrie. I imagine Kyrie's untradeable. I'm not sure anyone's going to take a 34-year-old hurt guy who's making all that money. But it's time to build around Cooper Flagg. And then once again, pray for the lottery gods because they have their draft pick this year. The funny thing is, it doesn't matter who's the GM. The most important thing that's going to happen to this franchise in the next 6 months is if they miss the playoffs, that lottery ball. Which it looks like they will, because it's already looking like another loaded draft. They could trip into this great team despite all their total chaos. I tend to think that NBA executives are a bit overrated because, I don't know, what was the brilliant move that Cleveland did to get LeBron? They won the lottery. I think the whole thing is like, it sounds like a little bit of a Confederacy of Dunces over there. Like, I don't know, just a bunch of guys. Maybe it's Patrick Dumont is his name. That's why I made the connection to Confederacy of Dunces. I think that they, whatever they do, like they got to move off of Anthony Davis and they got to build around Cooper Flagg. Like, I hope that's both Cuban and Kidd's idea. I don't know if that is in any of the reporting, but it's very clear what this franchise has to do, right? There's no two ways about it.
Well, I mean, that's not in this article as far as like Kyrie and Anthony Davis, but I would just imagine that the coach wants the talented players and the front office is going to want the draft capital. Like, that's generally how this works. Although Jason Kidd has more contract security now after basically playing Manny's Knicks to get a contract extension. He's kind of the most senior guy, but Cuban obviously owns 27% of the team. But, you know, Jason Kidd is going to have a lot of power here because they made a big commitment to him.
Right. But it was Nico's vision to win a title with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, that they would come together.
That's true.
And that vision is gone now. So I would hope, you know, they're 3-9. Definitely tank this year. Don't even think twice about it. And then just hope that you can build around Cooper Flagg. There seems like the assignment is clear, and I hope that that's what Mark Cuban is saying. You got to, this is a time to think long term, not short term. Because Nico was all about the short term to make that trade look reasonable. Guess what? The trade is never going to look reasonable. It's time to move on as fast as you humanly can.
I had forgotten, just like we went through all the Nico Harrison like blunders yesterday. Obviously, there's one glaring one.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know. But the trading Luka was so shocking. But I had forgotten. Do you, some of his quotes after the draft, when it was a miracle, right? And I thought maybe something fishy happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Miracle that somehow the Mavericks, who had a 1.8% chance to get the number one pick, somehow landed with what we think is a generational talent, Cooper Flagg. Okay. Nico Harrison said after the draft, fortune favors the bold. And then said, you can see the vision coming together. I had forgotten he said that about a ping pong ball.
Oh, sure.
Fortune favors the bold.
Well, they did. They did find a way to lose enough to get into the lottery.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure that was the plan. Anthony Davis gets traded over there and then gets hurt in the first game he plays for the Mavericks. Oh, I'm sure that was right according to the script.
Of course. That's not how you run an NBA team? That's not how you run a professional sports team?
That's the vision coming together. The luckiest thing ever to happen to you. Anywho,
sometimes all you need is some luck.
That's true. They say that, you know, you got to make your own luck. But I don't see how Nico did that. Anyway,
he made his own bad luck.
He made his own bed. Yeah. That's for sure. Now he's lying in it. What's up, folks?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks, the hard hitting football action. Even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks, use code PRIMETIME, and get $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. What's the point of having Wemby put up 31 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists when you can't even win the game?
Curry off a screen, draws bodies. Rainbow three's going to be way short. And there's Payton again. Back to Curry in the left corner. Three ball is good.
That's Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Steph Curry on his way to 46 points. The Warriors on their way to a 125-120 win in San Antonio. The Pistons pushed their win streak to 8 despite missing their entire starting five and two key subs, 124-113 over the Bulls. Kevin Durant scored 23 in the Rockets, 135-112 beating of the Wizards, who have now lost 10 straight. And the Thunder crushed the Lakers, 121-92. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander posting 30 points and 9 assists in just 3 quarters. J.J. Redick's team with its second blowout loss in 3 games.
I don't think are reflective of who the group is going to be, but it clearly is who the group is right now. And so we've got a course correct.
Score one for Nico.
Big win. What, that Luca had a bad night last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that Nico.
We do have our own Nico. Yeah. Scarlatos is in with us today.
Better
tough,
Nico.
Tough time for Nico's, Nico.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good year in general for us. Nico Iamaliava too, going to UCLA, and they're not doing good.
But they won. They won that.
They beat Penn State.
That's true. Amazing.
Is there a newsletter, Nico, for Nico's? You got a lot of examples just of all the problems with your name,
which is rare because I did not know a lot of Nico's growing up. It seemed like a very uncommon name, and now here I am running into other fellow Nicos.
Your government isn't even Nico.
I was going to say that the secret is you're lying. Yeah. Your name is not Nico.
Well,
this
whatever.
Is true.
We're Nico to everybody. But you're right. A lot of Nicos now. I've got a couple people in my life named their kids Nico. It's a very popular name. Yeah. Living in your neck of the woods, Pearl, in New York City.
Nico. I've never met a young Nico. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's a full name for Nico? I'm sorry. Is it Nicholas?
I spell it.
It's somehow you're...
Oh.
The Nico Colos. You just got the mic.
The bad youth continues.
Honestly.
Nicholas is the proper full name of it, but I spell mine differently.
Yeah, he's got a K in there.
Yeah, N-I-K. Oh, like...
Nico's got to be different.
Like the Velvet Underground Nico.
Right.
He doesn't know what you mean.
He doesn't know.
I was going to say, that'd be a good pull. Nico's like, are you 25?
26,
26, have you ever heard of the Velvet Underground?
Actually, she is N-I-C-O.
No idea.
She's N-I-C-O.
So you were wrong?
I was wrong. I thought she might have a K in there. Then there's Nico Case, who's with a K, who's a indie rock.
Yeah,
Nico Case.
That was our era. Yeah. That's that Bogue. She probably, Nico Case, was that probably open for Dave Matthews at some point?
I got nothing on that.
Really?
She was in the New Pornographers, the Canadian indie rock band. No.
I know her, Pearl.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, she's got a little bit of a folk rock vibe. Anyway, N-E-K-O. There you go.
See, everyone's got to be different.
We're the only show doing the Nico rundowns. Yeah.
We're doing top five Nicos right now. Wonder it's actually all bottom five, though. There's no tops except for Scarlatos.
But Nico's, you're all about the Michigan Wolverines, right?
Oh, that's right.
You guys are so mid this year.
Oh, still beat Ohio State.
Yeah, that's true.
Got them right where they want them.
Didn't mention this. One bit of good news for the Lakers yesterday. LeBron back at practice with their G League affiliate.
The South Bay Lakers. It's crazy. RJ Davis, who went to high school at Stepanak High School, the team that I do play-by-play for, is going to end up being teammates with LeBron James for about, 5 days.
That's you think bananas. LeBron's going to actually play for the South Bay Lakers?
Well, technically,
yeah, play with Bronny.
Why not? Play with Bronny, get out there in whatever, county center that they have in South Bay or whatever the hell they play.
Here's my question. Do you think the Griffies show up to this one? Junior and senior show up South Bay Lakers front
row. Is there a younger Griffey?
I mean, you get father and son playing together. Never really said where. Did it have to be at the Crypto Center?
When you get the Jameses together at the UCLA Health Training Center, you throw out the record books.
I know. It's just the star power there is blinding.
But RJ Davis can't make the NBA. I thought that guy was pretty good.
He was pretty good in college, but I mean, when you're in college for 4 or 5 years, what are your prospects in the National Basketball Association? But I digress.
Well, we got to watch the South Bay Lakers. This is going to be the most exciting.
Where? On what?
I don't know.
Oh, YouTube, girl. All got of them are streaming on YouTube.
I don't know. Isn't YouTube in some kind of argument right now with half the world?
Well, yeah, but that's YouTube TV. YouTube.com still gives you all the South Bay Lakers you need.
Okay. Yeah. Because I need a lot.
Yeah.
How do you think I spend my Saturday nights? Watching the Westchester Knicks, you dunces.
I tried to give Manny a couple places to go out in New York City yesterday because I had my big girls weekend over the weekend, and he couldn't have left the office faster. He's like, all right, I'll write that down, and then just completely
What are you talking
left.
About? I still remember one of them.
Name it.
The Moxie.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, bang, bang, like Mike Breen.
Are you going to go to it?
Hell no.
Okay.
I live 40 minutes away.
I said younger people, though. We were the older people there.
Right.
It was for your age. We still had a great time. But
still probably going to strike out.
There were two attractive ladies sitting next to us, like just kind of waiting around for a guy to
That's
buy
great.
Him a drink.
They can be attractive all they want. Are they attracted to Manny? Probably not.
Well, give him a couple martinis.
That's not how I wish to have my night go.
Bring me along as your wingman. I got this.
Nico's
attaboy,
in.
Nico.
And I might end up at the end of the night going to the, going
That's
back
the
home
kind
together.
Of teamwork we're looking for around here.
Nico and I have a bromance.
Fair. Take that out on the town.
We might end up taking it out on each other.
And the town?
What does that mean?
Liberal area?
It means we're going to fight.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, okay.
What'd you guys think it meant?
I don't know. I mean, you do you, but that seemed to be a big admission.
Perverts.
Thanks. Luckily for Paul Skeens, personality not a factor in Cy Young voting. The Pirates righty, though, did add a few double fist pumps to last year's non-celebration of winning the Rookie of the Year. This time he's the NL Cy Young Award winner, a unanimous choice after a 1.97 ERA.
It's pitchers making each other better. Our catcher, pitcher relationship, coaches,
oh, good God,
the organization putting you in good spots to succeed. I couldn't have done it by myself, and I'm super grateful that I've had the infrastructure around me and the people around me to succeed.
How does Livy not fall asleep every time that he talks to her?
Hey, this is a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if he had been up there being like celebrating like he just won the World Series, people would have clowned him for that.
Well,
like,
he's a
you
pirate.
Play like
a how pirate. Cool
exactly.
is he going to get to the World Series?
So that's the thing. He had to kind of play. He had to understate it because the team won 60 games this year or whatever. I don't know how many they
won. Last year was just super awkward.
Well, he knew he was going to win it from probably June.
But he looked bothered by winning last year. And I get it. Like, the camera's just right in your face. It is a weird situation to be in. How do you handle
awkward,
that correctly?
Yes. I don't know. I'm not going to fault him for this. Jacob DeGrom won Cy Young's and barely cracked a smile.
That's true.
Would you rather win a Cy Young or be a role player on a World Series team?
How many World Series rings do I get?
One.
So I'm good.
Wait, is it the Dodgers and I am actually an MVP and a World Series champ? I'm a bit player and also an MVP.
No. You're Kike Hernandez or Paul Skeens?
No, you're a solid middle reliever on the Texas Rangers who won in 23, or you're Paul. What's more important, winning a ring in your career or coming away with the individual award? But say Skeens never gets to a winner.
Do I still have Livy Dunn under my arm?
We all go Cy Young. Just admit it. Nico admits it. He's going to bring that Cy Young to a bar, get women all liquored up on martinis, and take them three or four
You
home.
Can drink out of this.
Well, see, I was thinking
Nico, you're entangled.
The party after the World Series is better than any party you could have as a Cy Young winner, right?
Apparently so.
Hate to break it to you guys. These baseball players on the road, I think every night can be a party if you want it to be. And the way some of these teams play, it looks like it.
You don't need a Cy Young, you're saying?
I don't think so.
I will kick that guy in the shin if he's out there, you know, cheating on Livy Dunn.
Good luck with that.
Tigers lefty Terry.
You come up to his shins, so that will probably not be
exactly. That's why I'm aiming for them.
You kick a guy in the shin, you go ahead and watch him heal all and over, and then you give him a good old knee to the head. Oh, it's all over for Paul. Good night.
Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal is the AL winner for the second straight year. He is the first repeat winner in the AL since Pedro in 99 and 2000. Iowa State star Audie Crooks, a program record 43 points in the 97-50 rout of Valpo.
Oh, my goodness.
And Connor Bedard extending his career-long point streak to 9 games, Pearl, but the Devils won in Chicago last night 4-3 in overtime.
You know, I've been riding Connor Bedard in Prize Picks.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. This is getting weird. But Connor Bedard is always my go-to in Prize Picks. Huge super fan of anyone named Connor on skates.
Fair. Good betting strategy.
Hockey.
All right, coming up.
Hashtag hockey analysis.
What are we expecting from one of the hottest teams in the NFL? All right, guys. We're back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Glad to have you. As we start looking ahead a little bit to the weekend, we got a real barn burner tonight, Thursday Night Football, Jets-Pats, Pearl. Only a 13.5 point spread. But I think the game of the weekend, to me and I think to most of the country, is probably going to be Seahawks-Rams.
Mm.
We're looking at teams and kind of top-heavy, it feels like, in the AFC, so we'll put that to the side. But with the NFC, you know, your Eagles... you're winning games, but even A.J. Brown is saying there's actually major issues going on with the offense. We'll get to that story in just a moment. Seahawks and Rams do look like two of the best teams in the NFC. Maybe you throw the Lions in there. Maybe. But this they're both 2-7-win teams. Yeah. Both are 7-2. I think this is the game of the weekend.
Ooh, I actually don't. I think it's right there with the Eagles, Lions, and Chiefs, Broncos. And also, I think that the Bucks game too is a big deal. There's a lot.
Bills,
going
Bucks.
Yeah, that's
well,
a
the Bills
big,
can't afford to lose another
big,
game. Or else
big deal in the AFC.
They're going to get written off.
I think the Bills. I mean, they're pretty big favorites. They should be. They're almost a touchdown favorite. But this
they
is
were
a huge
last week too.
You know, the thing about the Seahawks Rams, I feel like they're going to kind of, as we go down the stretch, cancel each other out. And they're going to, I don't think either team is going to get a home playoff game because of that. So I'm not sure. I think they're right in the mix. I don't see it. You see this, what you just said is basically Seahawks and Rams are vying for the top spot in the NFC. I think they're both in the mix teams.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So I this is what I'm having trouble getting over. And I think I just have to get over it, quite frankly, which is, do you believe that the Seahawks are true Super Bowl contenders? Because I definitely think the Rams are, but maybe that's just because I've watched the Rams do it and I've seen them get deep into the playoffs. Whereas Seattle, this all feels a little bit new. You're only in your second year with this head coach. Sam Darnold has been, you know, fantastic this year, but he was great last year and he faltered down the stretch because the Vikings offense kind of fell apart. Are we going to have a repeat of that? I think that if Seattle goes to LA and wins this game, I think you start seeing a lot more Seahawks are true Super Bowl contender buzz.
But let me ask you a question. Can you see Seattle, if it happened, and it's a long way away, going to Philly and winning a playoff game in the cold in January?
If your offense looks like that, you being the Eagles, because you're the Eagle fan here, I think that you guys are beatable if your offense looks like that, because the Seahawks also have a great defense.
But I'm painting this cold, snowy, run-oriented game where Seattle is a high-octane offense right now. I just think that Seattle and L.A. kind of need to keep the home field out there. In that sense, it's a huge game. If those teams get the number one seed, then I buy them in as legit Super Bowl favorites. But I don't see them as favorites right now. I think the Rams and the Seahawks will both also have real battles with the Lions and maybe the Packers, too. I don't see them as so far above everybody else.
Is Seattle suddenly like Maui? There's bad weather in Seattle all the time. Maybe not the snow of like the Midwest or the East Coast. But
it's warm in Seattle.
But it rains all the time. And it gets chilly in Seattle. I mean, I was there once when it snowed, so anecdotal, whatever. That was one-off. It was beautiful, but I think that they're used to playing in bad conditions, especially
that's
wet
funny.
Conditions.
West Coast team coming east in the playoffs. I'd like to see your data on that. Feels like
but
the
at least
east
it's an outdoor team versus an outdoor team.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, home field, too, because the crowd and the officials and everything else going on, too. I love Seattle. You know, I'm obviously been supporting Sam Darnold just for the sake of the system quarterback argument. But I do feel like there's a lot of chapters to be written here before the season is over. Yeah, they're red hot right now. But even last week, they came out with a blowout against Arizona, right? And then they started making some mistakes. And they didn't quite let Arizona back into the game. But I'm not sure that they're totally seasoned for a Super Bowl run. I really
they were
think
up by
like
3 scores before he could blink, right?
Sam Darnold fumbled in the red zone and fumbled near his own goal line, and then he threw a ball off of his own guy's helmet in his own territory. I just wonder, you know, they look great right now. Are you so sure come playoff time, especially if they have to go on the road, which they might not. If they keep it in Seattle, then that's different. But if they have to go on the road in the Super Bowl, no, I don't trust them as a favorite in the NFC by any means, if they win this game.
So that's another reason why this week is so super important. This is their first crack at the Rams. So this is the first time they'll play them, and then they play them again week 16. I believe I'm right about that. So
now,
this
Rams
is a massive game. I think it's even bigger than Chiefs-Broncos.
See,
Eagles-Lions.
Chiefs-Broncos is big because the Chiefs have to start winning games to get into the playoffs. They are the favorite to win the whole Super Bowl. So that is really, really big. And the Eagles-Lions is big, and it's tied to this game, too, because we're talking about home field. Where is the NFC going to go through? All four of those teams are so even right now. In my opinion, Detroit, Philly, LA, and Seattle, where is it going through? I'm not saying that this game isn't important, but they're all tied together right now. I think all those teams are looking at each other and saying, how is this going to shake out? It's going to be a very, very interesting week. I would watch, what if Detroit beats Philly? Are we looking at Detroit as the strong favorite too? And depending on what happens in LA, one thing, Stafford is game tested. You know, that gives them an edge. Detroit has not proven in the playoffs. Jared Goff has come up small for Detroit. I think all four teams are tied together. So I'm not disagreeing with you. This game is utterly important, but do not divorce it from the other big battle, because this might come down to who gets the top seed.
I mean, finally, I feel like we get some really good games this weekend.
Yeah, you know? We've had some duds.
Well, it's not even just, it just feels like now they're starting to mean a little bit more. And yeah. That should happen when we're getting into, is it the third week of November? No, it's the second week of November. What day is it? It's November 13th. We're
midnight. Yeah, and you know, another huge game is the Bears-Vikings too, because the Bears are pretty, you know, they've played really well. They're 6-3. They have to hold on for a wild card, and the Vikings season comes down to this game. If they lose this game, they're done. So you're right. This could be a really, really fun week. Yeah. Do you have a lean in LA and Seattle? I kind of lean LA.
What's the spread on this game? I'm just trying to look right
it's
now.
Rams -3.5.
So that's basically a little, just home field advantage plus a tiny bit more. I think that Seattle makes a statement here, and everyone on Monday is talking about, oh, Seahawks are our actual Super Bowl contender.
Okay.
This is my Monday's headlines today.
Yeah, I feel like this game is going to come down the wire, and I think the Rams get a close win. Maybe they get the Rams or everybody's favorite headline. Whoever wins might get that headline, but if Detroit goes on a run in the later game, then I think Detroit could be a big story too.
Coming up, was something fishy happening at the end of Eagles-Packers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.